Hey, so I wanted to ask you just real quick before speaking specifically on the upcoming game this Sunday. You got what appears to be about 14 staff members, both in your coaching ranks and your scouting ranks, that have ties to the New England area. I just want to know, are you guys rooting for the Red Sox in the World Series?
I can't speak for everybody else, but I know one person who is. That's the guy on the phone. So,
very nice. So I wanted to ask you about your, I guess, third down issues. I guess it cropped up against the Bills, but can you just give us a sense of what you see is going on there for you guys?
Well, we started the year offensively. Are you talking about our offensive unit?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, we actually started out very productive on third down early in the season. And as of late, as you know, there's been a variety of factors that have contributed to the lack of production on third down. Some of it being protection, some of it being, you know, our receivers adjusting to particular coverages, and some of it being the quarterback, you know, reading the right progressions, staying true on his progressions, and some of it's been accuracy. But, you know, when things break down, it's usually more than one thing. It's not like one guy's just dropped seven balls or one offensive lineman's given up eight pressures or the quarterback's missed every throw. It's been a little of this and a little of that.
Can you tell me a little bit about the change this year for you guys, going from having Reggie Bush in the backfield to both Daniel Thomas and Lamar Miller this year?
Well, they're two young players that we feel are developing nicely, and they both have a little different skill set. They both are guys that we feel like can do the things you're asking a running back to do. They both have running skill. We feel like they can both pass protect. We feel like they can catch the football out of the backfield. So, you know, and they've both made a nice contribution so far. So it's been a little bit different. We don't the carries haven't been dead even, but we've spread them out a little bit more than we did a year ago, that's for sure.
Joe, it's Rich Garvin here from the Worcester Telegram. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Rich. Yourself?
Good, thanks. On the surface, you've kind of had a tale of two seasons, a three-game winning streak and a three-game losing streak. And how would you – is it as simple as that?
In some respects, it is, Rich. You know, we pointed out to the football team that when we had our three-game winning streak, our turnover margin was positive for the first three games, and we won three games in a row. And then the last three games, our turnover margin's minus three, and we've lost three games. And I think the other thing we've pointed out to the team is, we haven't made as many plays in the fourth quarter in the last 3 weeks, and that's why the outcome of the game has been, not in our favor. And so we got to get back to, we got to hang in there until the fourth quarter. We're going to have to step up and make plays in the fourth quarter that decide games.
How has Ryan Tannehill been coming along? I mean, it's a sophomore year. It's kind of difficult sometimes to make that jump from year one to year two, and especially in a position like his.
I think he's making good progress. We like that his play speed, we feel like, is better than it was a year ago. There's been times where our protection overall hasn't been what it needs to be, and I think that's, at times hindered his ability to produce and to perform. But I think overall he's making good progress.
Is decision-making, is that a byproduct of what's going on up front?
Well, I think his decision-making overall has been good. Obviously, it's not 100%. I don't know that anybody's is 100%, but it's overall it's been good. But I think, what happens at times with quarterbacks is when the protection breaks down, obviously sometimes they're rushed through their progressions. They can't follow through accurately. They're getting hit. They're getting sacked. And that impacts, their ability to throw to the proper receiver at the proper time. And, so all those things have, in our minds, slowed down our production in the passing game.
Can you, Joe, speak to you brought back Hartline and brought in Wallace. Can you just kind of speak to what those guys have given you thus far?
I like the balance that we have out of our three receivers. Brian Hartline had a very good year ago, and certainly he wants to be a great football player. He works and wants to win, so he's the kind of guy you want to have in your locker room. We added Mike Wallace and Brandon Gibson to that unit, and I think they've both contributed very, very well. If you look at the catches between the three, I don't have the stats in front of me, but I think they're probably within three or four or five catches of one another. So I think we present, some challenges to the defense in regard to, you know, if they want to overcommit to one player, you know, we feel like we have some other guys who can get open and we can deliver the ball to.
And then, I mean, I know Cameron Wake, I guess, has been a little banged up lately, but when he's out there, what does that mean to your defense?
Well, he's an impact player. I mean, he brings a lot of energy and juice to the defense. He's very good against the run. You know, I think he gets a lot of notoriety as a pass rusher, and that's well deserved. But he's a, you know, we feel like he's a complete player. He plays hard every single snap, and you know, he's a big part of our defense.
I'm just curious, what do you see from this offense just watching them this week?
New England?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I like their offensive line, I think, is very, very good. I think Dante Scarnecchia is one of the best offensive line coaches in the National Football League. I like the balance that they have. I like their, you know, they got their tight end back who they target, who can, you know, make plays all over the field. I think their young receivers are getting better. And, you know, Ridley's a good back. And you know, obviously their quarterback's as good as there is in the game. So, you know, it's a talented group and it's a well-coached group.
Do they seem like maybe they took a step back from last year at all?
Well, I think they're just working through. You know, all teams in the National Football League have to deal with transition. And, you know, they're no different. We're no different. And I think they've worked through that nicely. And I think they're, you know, they've got a good group. And, you know, they're making nice progress on offense.
And then just kind of the same thing, the defense, what do you see from them?
Well, they don't give up a whole lot of points. I mean, you know, that's the big thing. I think they have great flexibility and in regard to their fronts. They present probably you know, more fronts and, you know, conceptually than most teams you play. You know, they got 3-4 people on the field, and then the next snap they have the same people and they're playing a 4-3. You know, and then they've got different combinations. They do a great job putting their guys in a position to be successful. And, you know, one time they got 6 DBs and they got 5. And they do an excellent job. You know, Chandler Jones is coming into his own as a player. I mean, Ninkovich is tough. You know, Spikes, all those guys. They play a lot of young guys that are getting better and better every week.
Do you see, I guess, a difference between the team now that it doesn't have a guy like Vince Wilfork in the middle and a guy like Gerard Mayo at one of the linebacker spots?
Well, you know, those are quality players. Those two guys that you just mentioned are, you know, as good as there are at their positions in the league. But, you know, all teams, like I said, you know, everybody has to deal with injuries in the National Football League, and the guys that they've moved in there are doing very well.
I know Aqib Talib, he was out last week, but just seeing his body of work, is he someone you would maybe consider a top corner?
He's having an excellent year. He's, you know, he can play on the line of scrimmage and get hands and disrupt the timing of the routes very well. He gets his hands on the football a lot and catches the ball well. You know, he can play off, and he's having a very, very good year. Yeah, I think he's one of the better corners we've faced this year, without a doubt.
Coach, I'm just curious. I know last year we asked you kind of what's been a surprise being a head coach, and you know, you mentioned just things like having to pick the paint on walls, so to speak, in the office. But on a more fundamental level with football, what's been the learning experience like for you as well? I mean, we often talk about players, but as a head coach, where's the development been for you from year one to year two?
Well, yeah, obviously, just like the players, you know, you hope in coaching that you improve yourself. And, you know, one of the things that I've spent more time at and hopefully have improved at is, you know, the game management aspects of the game, you know, the challenge aspects of the game, you know, the end of the half, the end of the game, utilization of timeouts, all those things are something that I, you know, spent a good bit of time in the off season. And I think, you know, just getting more in your second year, you know more about the players. You've kind of been battle tested a little bit. You've been under fire as a coach, and you've been under fire with these guys. And so I think you have a better sense for the handle and the pulse of the team, hopefully.
It's really what it's all, situational football, it sounds like what you're talking about. And that's really what football boils down to, right? Win or lose?
Well, you know, I want to say that 4 of the 6 games that we've had have literally come down to the last play of the game. And so with that in mind, I think I want to say New England, six out of their seven games have been decided by 7 points or less, if I'm not mistaken. You know, and I know Coach Belichick does as good a job as, as anybody in football with clock management and those things. And so, you know, you have to anticipate and prepare for, you know, a variety of situations that, you know, with the, you know, closeness of the games in the league, you're going to be in those situations. You just don't know which week.
Just won't hold you up. Last, because a follow-up to that, the games can come down to the last play, but they don't have to. And in your case, has it been a situation maybe where you guys have painted yourselves into a corner on occasion?
We haven't been a fast-starting team. We absolutely have to do a better job of that. You know, the way we started the game last week, we you know, got down 14-0. We, you know, handed them 7 points on the first series of the game. So yeah, we've put ourselves in a couple of difficult positions, battled back, and, you know, showed a lot of character, and the guys have fought hard the last couple of weeks. But we've certainly at times not helped ourselves. Absolutely.